Final question, Don, and this has been fun.
I'm glad. It was a lot of fun for me as well. It's not often I get to have conference calls about this kind of work, so
Right.
I like it. It's a solid change to my Thursday.
So this is the last question. What would President Trump do for millions of U.S. hunters, in your opinion?
Well, I think first and foremost, you're not going to find a more staunch advocate for the Second Amendment. I mean, I think he'll do what he can to get rid of, again, the rules that we were talking about in the last question, where, you're only limiting people who are actually willing to obey by, and abide by the rules. You're going to have a guy that really understands the value of the Second Amendment. You're going to have a guy who really appreciates it and realizes that that is there and it's a fundamental right as an American. So you'll have an incredible supporter of that. But I think, you'll also have a guy that understands the traditions of, hunters and, protecting habitat in this country, whether it be keeping public lands open, something that's obviously a major issue that's making it difficult for a lot of, ordinary guys who don't have the benefit of private land and who don't, or may not be able to, book with an outfitter for X number of dollars a year. I'm lucky to have some private land, but I also hunt a lot of public land. And understand the value of that, and the importance of some of the little honey holes that I've found for years, of work. So really, protecting that and making sure that that remains open, because again, as it gets more and more difficult to access, and more difficult to do, that's when you're going to start seeing the tradition die off, and the people who are against hunting are going to spend a lot of time making sure that those things happen, so that it is difficult, so that it is, there is something else for other people to do, and that you create obstacles to prevent our, our great sport and our great pastime, and make it go away. So I think you're going to find someone that's an advocate for all of those things and really, really protect those. Because, despite where he comes from and where he sits now, I mean, there's no one that's a more, loyal American than him. And I think it's really why he resonates so well with the average American. That could be, such a different world away. In many respects, but he speaks to them, not at them. They really understand where he's coming from, and so he does understand the things that are important to them. He's been that way our entire life. I mean, he's given guys opportunities, within our business that, these weren't, Wharton and Harvard MBA types. These were guys that, started off in security. They were drivers, and he saw something in them. Whether it's a street smarts or the ability to get something done, and he gave them opportunities. I mean, these guys are, executives in our companies. They're, running, individual companies. These are guys that would have never been given those same opportunities by any other executive or any other boss. And he sees those things in people, and he relates very well to them. So, I think there is a corollary to that in both the Second Amendment and, the outdoors, in that, he understands how important these things can be to people. I've certainly made that known to him. My brother and I will always be big advocates of the Second Amendment and the shooting sports and hunting and conservation as part of that. So, I think, the running joke in the family, and it's not really a joke. It's only a joke because it's so true that, if there was one position I'd ever want in the cabinet, it would be sort of the Department of the Interior, because I could make sure that we keep those lands open, get rid of some of the rules, and make it, accessible to all. And again, that's not just hunters. That's, mountain bikers, that's hikers, that's people who want to appreciate and do appreciate the outdoors, and making sure that that access is there. And I know I've said it a lot in this interview, but to me, all of that has been such a big foundation for my life, and it's kept me out of so much other stuff I would have gotten into, usually all negative. Not to say that I was always an angel, but it certainly prevented me from doing a lot more. And it's been great, and it's something I want to make sure is around for, my kids and their kids. And a President Trump will make sure that that happens.
Don, thank you very much. I very much enjoyed this interview.
It's my pleasure. I really enjoyed it as well.